Report: FBI finds child remains, obstacle course at suspected jihad camp in Alabama. By Francis Martel on May 13, 2019. The FBI reportedly discovered a makeshift military-style obstacle course and the remains of a child on a plot of land in Alabama that Sinclair Media described this weekend as an abandoned dump owned by Siraj Ibn Wahaj, who was arrested for establishing a similar site in New Mexico. Law enforcement agents arrested Wahaj's two sisters and several others in August after searching the New Mexico compound, where they found 3-year-old Abdul Ghani Wahaj dead and evidence of a plot to stage jihadist attacks in the area. In March, authorities charged Siraj Ibn Wahaj, believed to own the compound, sisters Hujra and Subhana Wahaj, Yani Lavia, and Lucas Morton with conspiracy to provide material support for terrorist attacks. A judge dropped charges against some in the group in the case of the younger Wahaj's death for child abuse in August. Authorities believe the adults in the New Mexico compound were training children to commit terrorist attacks and tried to exorcise Abdul Ghani Wahaj to cure his hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, a severe neurological condition requiring advanced medical treatment. Siraj Ibn Wahaj and his two sisters are the children of prominent Brooklyn Imam Siraj Wahaj. Authorities believe 9 of the 11 children found in the New Mexico compound are the imam's grandchildren. Sinclair Media revealed Friday that Siraj of Wahaj owned a property near Tuskegee, Alabama, found to contain what an FBI search warrant described as a makeshift military-style obstacle course and a dead child believed to belong to Wahaj, prompting a child kidnapping charge following the dismissal of the child abuse charges in the New Mexico case. Police reportedly believe the terrorist training camp was designed for children's use, not the adults in the compound. Local news station WPMI visited the compound in early May, broadcasting footage of the scene that showed gas masks, children's toys, and makeshift shacks built and tossed around the area. Before Sinclair's report this weekend, police had apparently not yet revealed discovering child remains at the site, but the FBI search warrant provided significant detail on the area, describing it as surrounded with hundreds of vehicle tires, assorted trash, and adding that both structures have wooden pallets with clear plastic tarps draped over them. The WMPI team reported, "We did see evidence small children lived at the Alabama compound. There were lots of old toys, dolls, and a girl's bike. There was furniture inside the makeshift structure. A dresser and dining table all piled up. Outside there were mattresses stacked up against it. And we noted a minivan with Georgia tags on site. We know from an accident report there were at least 9 people, 7 of them children with Wahaj at the Alabama compound." The group was also reportedly trying to use solar power to create a home that did not rely on electricity from the federal power grid, making it easier to find. NBC 15 reported this month that, in the process of investigating the Alabama compound, police found that they had stopped Wahaj and his late son in Alabama 3 days after the child's mother reported him missing in Georgia and 8 months before the raid on the New Mexico compound. Wahaj had reportedly told police he was going to New Mexico for a camping trip with his son. Police found 5 guns, a bulletproof vest, and several other items in the car but let Wahaj go, according to a report of the incident. The legal drama in New Mexico unfolded in August as the 5 suspects demanded the government drop charges against them for terrorism and child abuse. Authorities revealed at the time that Yani Lavia described herself as Wahaj's Muslim wife, while Lucas Morden was identified as the husband of sister Subhana Wahaj. Lavia is not the mother of Abdul Ghani Wahaj, identified as Georgia resident Hakima Ramsey. Prosecutors accused the group of suffering from dangerous delusions and planning to attack a hospital in Georgia because they considered it corrupt. They also claimed the group trained children in firearms used to prepare them to attack schools. In August, a New Mexico judge dismissed child abuse charges against Subhana Wahaj, Hujra Wahaj, and Lucas Morden because prosecutors failed to follow procedure and bring them to a preliminary hearing within 10 days. Siraj Wahaj and Yani Lavia still face those charges. Imam Wahaj denied any links to the group in August, claiming that his children disengaged from him and that, once alerted to the state of their compound, alerted police and helped them find it. "To me there is something obviously happening. Some mental disorder. To me this doesn't seem like them," he said at the time. The elder Wahaj was an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and served as a character witness in the case of the blind Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, believed to have plotted the attack. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.